Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome to NYC Now, your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC.
It's Wednesday, March 27th.
Here's the morning headlines from Michael Hill.
Mayor Eric Adams is defending a top aide accused of sexually harassing a former NYPD officer who worked under him. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim reports.
Tim Pearson is Adams' senior advisor for public safety. He faces a civil lawsuit from retired NYPD Sergeant Roxanne Ludeman. She says he made unwanted sexual advances toward her and blocked her promotion. Pearson is under a city investigation related to the lawsuit and a second investigation into a violent altercation at a migrant shelter last fall. But Adams is defending his friend of 30 years.
In this country, there's something called due process. And that due process does not change.
Pearson has not been placed on leave and did not respond to a request for comment. Ludeman's attorney says Pearson should not supervise female employees unless he is cleared.
The MTA is rounding third and heading home when it comes to its plan to have drivers pay to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. The final vote to approve congestion pricing is on today's agenda. Cars and vans would pay $15 during the day and $3.75 at night. Trucks and buses have their own set of fees. The MTA's goal is to have fewer vehicles enter the area to ease congestion. Revenue from the tolls would fund improvements to transit. The MTA hopes to turn on the tolls in June. The New York Rangers are going to the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blue Shirts won a slugfest at Madison Square Garden last night by a score of 6-5, thanks to an overtime goal by Adam Fox. With the victory, the Rangers officially, mathematically qualified for the postseason. And don't look now, but the Rangers have the most wins in the entire National Hockey League at the moment, with just under a month to go in the regular season. The Rangers, though, have not won the Stanley Cup since 1994, some 30 years ago. 42 with clouds, might get some drizzle, light rain this morning, light rain this afternoon, cloudy and mid-70s, and then tonight off and on rain, low of 48, and then tomorrow more off and on rain, drizzle, high mid-50s, and Friday looks like we clear out with some sunshine and dry weather.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, three times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.